Akut vach be'ezus Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Le'il Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Svi Ben Harav Yosef. And today's daf was Shkalim Daf Chaf. We left off on the bottom, very bottom line of your Testament Beis, where we said as follows. We said Rav Nochis, at the very bottom of the page, like the second to the last line, we said Rav Nochis Letamon. Rav went down to Bavel. Whenever you leave Eretz Yisrael and you go to Bavel, you're always going down. You're always going down. That's the Gemara says. Rav Nochis Letamon. Rav went down to Bavel. Chamton Mikilin. He saw people being lenient about meat that was left out of your sight. V'chamar alein. And therefore he started being strict on them and saying you can't be lenient about meat that's left out of sight of a Jew. And he saw they were being lenient about it, and he said, no, you got to be machmir. And now the Gemara is going to tell a bunch of stories about how Rav was machmir about this. Says the Gemara, Chad bar nosh ozil boy mashizga askufte bgo nahara. He wanted to wash during the winter months. I'm sorry, not during the winter months. He wanted to wash pieces of meat. So he went down to a river, and he wanted to wash the meat in the river, and he left some meat there. When he left some pieces of meat there. So then he remembered, so he went back. Chazar, so he went back to the river. Boy, Misbina, he wanted to go take the pieces of meat that he left there. Amarlei Rav, Rav said to him, sorry, Charlie. Usser lach, you're not allowed to take the meat anymore. You left it. Who knows? Maybe an animal came, took your meat away, put other meat back there. Maybe the river blew your meat away and put other meat over there. Usser lach. Dina amar hahi shatef nahara. That piece of meat was taken away by the river. Vaise chore dinavela tachtoy, and the river put back a piece of nevela there. Or an animal took it, or somebody else took it. You don't know it's the same piece of meat. Unless you had a simen that you could recognize. Maybe it was a particular cut of meat. It was cut in a specific way. The poskim say, if you have a simen that you know for sure it was your meat, then it's okay. Just another story, then we'll go into this a little bit further. Chad barnash havi mahalach b'shuka ta'in kopeid. One guy was walking in the marketplace carrying a piece of meat. Asa daisa v'chatafta mine, like in the movies. A vulture swooped down and took the piece of meat from you. Utilakte, and the vulture couldn't hold on to it. The vulture chucked the meat in a different place. Chazar boy mispina. So the guy, I don't know if it was me, I probably wouldn't have taken this meat once it was in the mouth of the vulture, but apparently the vulture chucked it down somewhere else. So the guy wanted to take back the meat. Apparently he didn't see, like the vulture went out of sight. He didn't see that he ran after the vulture. And he found the piece of meat lying somewhere else. Amalei Rav, sorry, Charlie. Aser lach. You can't take the meat. Dina amar, because basar dinavela, havis te'inu telakte. Maybe the vulture had also a piece of nevela, and that's the one that he chucked. Venas bahu ochrana. And maybe your meat he took to a different place and he ate it. So once the meat left your eyes, you have no raya that this is your meat and you're not allowed to take the meat anymore. This is a halacha, gentlemen, that's paskin in Shulchan Aruch called basish in the salam and ayin. This is a major problem that caterers deal with. If you have only non-Jews in the kitchen, you got to make sure somebody, we have a caterer here. We have a caterer here who could talk to us about this. Basish in the salam and ayin, that's why stuff's got to be wrapped and double wrapped, you have to have a simon on it to make sure you know. All kinds of halachas that all the caterers know. Dovzi could give this shir. The Gemara tells another similar story with wine. Ginai Shataf Zikin. So there was a river called the Ginai River that it swamped, it overran its borders, and it took away with it a bunch of wine bottles. And then they found it on the banks of the river. Asa uvda komi Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar. So they asked the Shaila of Rabbi Yitzchak, can you assume this is your wine or maybe it's the Gaish wine? V'omar yachmon shapaya kitrahon. go take a look at the knots that were tying these bottles together. If the knots, if you could recognize that they're the knots that you made, then you are allowed to have them. But if not, no. Nikuneka. Wine barrels of earthenware. Ishtakach beknishta debule. They found wine barrels in the shul of the city of Bule. Asa uvda komet Rabbi Yirmiya. So what's the deal? Am I allowed to use these wine bottles? Omar, Yishak mun sakoraya avidaton. Go see the people who put the markings on the outside of the jugs. Do they recognize the markings that they made? If they did, then it's mutter. If not, it's usser. Back to meat.
Are you talking about the wine bottles themselves or the wine within the bottles?
No, the wine within the bottles. Gidi tzli ishtakach b'israti degufta. There was a roasted goat found in the marketplace of the city of Gifta, v'hitiruhu mishum shnei dvarim. And some guy found this thing of meat, and they were matter it for two reasons. There were two problems, and they got out of both problems. Number one, are you allowed to take a lost object? Mishum mitzia, they were matter mishum mitzia. He doesn't have to announce it. Also, maybe belonged to a guy. Mishum rov mahalche drachim. Most people that walked down that street were Jewish, so you have a right to assume that it was kosher meat. Mishum mitzia detani hamatzil miyad ari miyad agayis mishunas hayam umishunas anar. If a person saves anything from the hands of a lion, from the hands of soldiers, from the ocean, from the river, ume istratia gedola from a large street, that's our case. Ume platia gedola from a large plaza. Hara'elu shalo. So anyone who lost stuff there, he's already miyai. She gives up hope of ever getting it back again in a public place or in the ocean. You don't think you're going to get it back again. Hara'elu shalo. So you're allowed to keep it. The guy already is miyayish. Mipnei sha'abaylan miyashin mehen. So that's in terms of the mitziah problem. What about the basush and the salmon iron problem? Mishum rov mahalchi drachim mishum shchitas and mishum rov mahalchi drachim are Jews. Mishum shchitas nachri, so they're not worried that it belonged to a guy. Ishtakach min debase Rebbe. Itaka did research and they found out that piece of meat was dropped by somebody from Rebbe's house, so exactly as they said, that it was a Jew. And now we have a story that happened in Gevinas Akum. There is a prohibition to eat cheese manufactured by a non-Jew. Says the Gemara, Igol de Guvna ishtakach bepundika de Levi. Levi apparently owned an inn, and they found cheese in Levi's inn, a round piece of cheese. And there were a lot of guests, but most of the guests were Jews. Vehitiru mishum shnei dvarim. And Levi permitted the people to eat it for two reasons. Mishum mitzia, as we said before, because it's a public area. Umishum ro ma'achi drachim. Mishum mitzia, tatani amatzil, miyad agayis, miyad ari, soldiers or lion, mishunas ayam, from the ocean, mishunas anar, from a river, mi stracha gedola, from a large street, mi platya gedola, large plaza. And this inn was also like a large plaza. A lot of people were there. Harei l'shalom, b'nei shabayim, misyashimian. The owners were miyayish. Mishum rov mahalchi drachim, mishum gvinas nachrin. Since most people were Jews, you don't have to worry about gvinas hakam. Vishtakach min the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. And they did some research, found out it came from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara asks against this. Amar Rabbi Mana, call me Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Mana asked in front of Rabbi Yossi, why did they permit this for Mitziah? We see that rabbis, when they find stuff, even from these places, they do machriz, they call out. Even stuff that they find in a place of a rabbin, the rabbis are strict. So Rabbi Yossi said back to him, At in havita mishkach lo nosavt. If you find something, at in havis mishkach lo nosavt. If you found something in a public area, wouldn't you take it for yourself? There's yish. The fact that the rabbis do that, that's just the midas chasidus. The rabbis do it to be extra special cautious, but that is not the halacha. The halacha is if you find something, you're allowed to keep it in these places. In the street. You find money in the street, Halacha l'maisa, you don't have to find out whose it is. Because the guy was Miyayish. Rabbi Yonah Avuch, Rabbi Yossi added and said, your father, Rabbi Yonah, lo Omar Cain, elo Omar Halavai, kad nishkach, nishkach min piyusa ulago. Your father, Rabbi Yonah, used to say, I wish when I find the Metziah, I find it from the opening of the shul of the Beis Medrash and inside, which is a public place, from the intersection and inside, I hope I would find it. Others say a little bit differently, that he used to be machers. Afilu Cain, the Gemara concludes and says, even though Rabbi Mana heard this from Rabbi Yossi, nevertheless, Rabbi Mana himself, ashkach velo nasiv. One time Rabbi Mana found something in a public area and he did not keep it. He actually was machers it. He did not keep it. Now there's, let's see if I could quickly find these interesting, there's some interesting halachic issues. First, again, before the interesting halachic issues, halacha lemaisa, so there's a machlokas amoroim, whether or not basa shenasai min ayin is a problem. In Shulchan Aruch, both opinions are quoted. Some say, so if it's found in a different place, everyone agrees you're not allowed to eat the meat. If it's found in the same place, Rav is machmir. And Shulchan Aruch, we're machmir like Rav, unless you have a tfiyas ayin, unless you have simanim that you can tell that it was yours. Interesting. Two interesting halachic questions are connected to this. There was a case where Ganovim broke into a house and there was meat hanging from the ceiling in the house. When I was in yeshiva, we used to hang salamis. We used to hang salamis from the, those old dried out salamis. I think at one time in yeshiva, Shana Bet, I went through like a month straight. I had a salami every night and then I couldn't go to the bathroom for 2 months. Okay. Too much information. Anyway, but we used to hang salamis from the roofs. Anyway. So a shayla was asked, Ganavim broke into the house and there was meat hanging, and lo and behold, the guy got back to the house, the meat was still there. Is it us or Bachila? Gaisha robbers went into the house. So Rav holds it's Asil Ochlo, because you have to be choshish, maybe they exchange it. And the Rambam Paskins like Rav. The Rambam Paskins, if you have a kli hanging filled with meat, and the kli breaks, and the meat falls to the ground, and you find chatichos, pieces of meat that don't have a simen, and there's no tvius ayin, it's usur, because maybe that meat was taken by somebody else. This is a chumra that Rav was machmir when he went to Bavel, and he saw that they were being lenient. So he said they have to be machmir about this. Many Rishonim Paskin, like Rav, Basar Shenasah Ayin is Asur Bachila. Even if you find it in the same place, if it's found in a different place, everyone agrees it's Asur. Because we're afraid that whoever moved it from its place also exchanged it. So when the Sheilas Teshuva Simchas Kohen, he asked the Shaila, where Ganavim broke into the house, and they stole a bunch of things, but they left the meat there. Are you allowed to eat the meat? So, do we have to be choshish for basash in asam and ayin? So l'chor, it depends on the machlokes amarayim, because it was found in its same place. The Shulchan Aruch and those who follow Rav hold its usur, even though you found it in the exact same place. However, in the Sefer Simchas Kohen, he says maybe we can be matir, because the post can write that if it's hanging on a nail, you don't have to be choshish for basash in asam and ayin. Here it was hanging, so maybe it's okay. But then he writes, no, why does it say in Shulchan Aruch, if the meat is hanging, you don't have to worry? That's because an animal can't reach it, but the robbers can reach it. So maybe we should say you don't have the heter. But then he says, come on, robbers, seriously, if the robbers took the meat, robbers are not in the habit of taking meat and then replacing them with other meat. If the robbers are going to take the meat, they're going to take it and leave. So he says, I said there's room to be matir. One other interesting shayla that comes up by agunas, interesting shayla. So in the Shelos Hatshuvos Shev Yaakov, I don't even know who these people are, but Shelos Shev Yaakov, he's Mechadish Shechidish that a lot of the posts can talk about Heter Agunos. Let's say you saw a certain man walking down a certain street. And then you find a guy dead on that street. But you can't tell who it is. The question is, can you rely on the fact that you saw this guy walking on the street? It was him, so his wife is not an aguna. So he quotes from the Mabit that you should be allowed to rely on it. And it's based on what Rebbe says in Psachim Daf Yud, by a Sada Shenevad Bakever, if you have a field that you knew there was a kever there, and then you find the kever, you assume that's the one that was lost. And it's like Rebbe. And so too, when a person's walking down the road and then you find somebody dead, you could assume it was him. Says the Noda Behuda, quoting this, he says, what are you talking about? How in the world can you compare these two cases? Only where we have a reason to assume that that was the one. Like in the case of a field that had a kever, so there was one grave, and you found one grave, so you could assume that was the one that was lost in there. You have no reason that it was somebody else. So you find the kevers of that guy. But in the case of the Shev Yaakov and the Mabit, that you knew one guy walked down the road, then you found he was dead, so now the guy hasn't shown up, you could assume it was him? What do you mean? Every road, you could have a million people walk down the road, not just that one guy. Why would we say that it was him? Even if we don't know who it is, Aval Kapanim, we know that other people walk down the road, so you have no right to assume that. Only in the case of... Right. And the Shela Stavit wants to bring a proof against the Shev Yaakov and the Mabit from our sugya, because it says in our sugya, mice happened with a guy who went to wash his meat in the river, and the meat fell into the river. That's the conversion he has, and the person wants to go back and take the meat. Rav said to him, you can't go back and take it because maybe your meat was lost, and the meat that you found was a different meat. So we see clearly that we don't say that the one that you lost is the one that you found. But maybe it's not a raya. Anyway, it's interesting how these things end up coming up halacha lemaisa. Let's continue. Here we go. Mishnah. New Mishnah, halacha gimel. Says the Mishnah, if you find an animal in Yerushalayim or in the outskirts of Yerushalayim up to a place called Migdal Eder, and that distance on every side of Jerusalem, if it's a male animal, you assume it's an ola, even though a male could be a shlamim also. The Gemara is going to talk about why that is. But a male, you assume it's an ola. A female can't be an ola. You assume it's a shlamim. Rabbi Huda Omer Haroi L'Psachim, if it is a male without a mum and it's 1 year old and it's a sheep or a goat, L'Psachim, then you assume it's a Karban Pesach. Kodem L'Regel Shloshim Yom. If you are within 30 days of Pesach, so people already are learning the halachas of Pesach and they're already buying their Karban Pesach, so then you assume it's a Karban Pesach. Barishona Hayu Memashkenin Es Motzeah Achim Mevevin Sachah. Now, you found it? You found the lost animal, right? You found the lost animal. Okay, very nice. Now we're going to bring it as a ola or a shlamim. Well, who brings the wine pourings and the carbon mincha that is supposed to come with the ola and the shlamim? You found it? Go out and buy. Now you got to go buy the mincha and the wine pourings, the nesachim. That's what they used to do. Chazu lios manichin hoso barchin. So what would people do? They would find the animal, bring it to Bezin, and then bolt. They would bring the, I don't want to be charged for, I'm just doing you guys a favor. I got a carbon walking around in my backyard. Here, go take the carbon. Go take the animal. But I don't want to pay for the mincha and the nesachim. So they used to drop it in Bezdin and leave. So then they made a takana. Hiskinu Bezdin shi nesachei bar mishal tzibur. They said, no. We want you to return the animal. We're not going to be mechayev you to pay for the mincha and the nesachim. So they take it from the Trumas Halishka, from the public funds. Once the Mishnah talks about a takan of Bezin, they bring a few other takanas of Bezin. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvar Miskinu Bezdin Vize Echad Mehem. Rabbi Shimon said, Bezdin instituted 7 takanas, and this is one of them. So hold on to your hats now. We're going to go through all the other 7. Number 2. Nachri Sheshalach Halasim Bidnas Hayam. The halacha is a guy is allowed to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable. One opinion says a guy is even allowed to bring a shlamin, but we pass it not that way. A guy is allowed to bring a carbon ola. That's the guyish way of serving. It's all for God. All for God. The guyim can't understand how we can eat, and that's called ruchnias. They can't understand that. That's the guyim have a problem with that. Shlamin. So the guyim could bring, he could bring an ola. Okay, but he didn't send money for the nisachim and the mincha. Vishalach ima nisachim. So if he sent also enough money to buy the nisachim, krev mishalov. Imlav krev mishal tzibur. If he didn't send it out, we're not going to go find the guy in Medina Sayam to go find him. Some say if the guy lives locally, then you would go ask him for the money. It's only because he sent Medina Sayam. That's why the Mishnah is that case. 3. Vichein ger shemes viniach zvachim. If a ger dies, he has no relatives. A ger who dies is not related to anybody. He has no family. And he left over karbanos they didn't get a chance to bring. Im yesh lo nesachim, krev mishalo. If he already designated money for nesachim, krev mishalo. Im lav, if he did not separate any money, all of his money is hefker. Kol akoydim zacha, krev mishal tzibur. So therefore, we just use the public funds. Number 4. Tanai bezin hu al kohen gadol shemeis shetei minchasa, krev mishal tzibur. If the kohen gadol dies, and they didn't appoint another Kohen Gadol yet, so the Minchas Chavitin that Kohen Gadol would bring every day, half in the morning and half in the afternoon, Kreva Mishal Tzibur. So this probably means, we'll see, the Gemara is going to talk about this, he died midday, so he already brought the first half. So how do you bring the second half? Or he died, I don't know, early in the morning. So you bring the whole thing Mishal Tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishal Yarshin. No, the inheritors of the Kohen Gadol have to bring it. Ushlema ha'isa kreva. Usually the Kohen Gadol will bring half in the morning, half at night. However, it's a tenth of an eifa in two halves, half of the morning, half at night. However, when it comes from the tzibur, according to Tanakhama, or from the Yarshim according to Yehuda, it's brought completely. The Gemara is going to see what that means. Does it mean that it's brought all at one shot in the morning, or no? It's brought a whole one in the morning and a whole one in the afternoon. We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about that. 5th takana, ala melach v'ala eitzim shiwa kohanim neosim b'han. 5th takana is that salt and wood of hektish, the kohanim are allowed to benefit from. They're allowed to use the salt, and they're allowed to use the wood. We'll see how that could be possible. Why isn't that a problem with me'ila? Valapara, the 6th takana, Valapara aduma shlo yumalin ba'afara. There's no me'ila in the ashes of the para aduma. We'll see why. And the 7th and final one, Valkinim apsulos, bird carbanos. Like the mitzora or yoledes, they have to bring bird carbanos. If they became pasul, shibos mishel tzibur. Like we saw earlier, that the suppliers would have to supply extra birds. We'll see. Well, that's the next opinion. Either the extra money comes from the tzibur, if they became pasul, they come from the trumas alishka. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Hamasapik is hakinin, hu masapik is hapsulos. We saw earlier that the guy who provided the kinim, so he would provide some extra ones. Says the Gemara. Now, why, right? Rabbi Hoshaya Rabbah. Omar, the great Rabbi Hoshaya said, right, the question is, why are the Zacharim for sure Olos? Maybe this Zachar was really a Shlamim. How can you take a Shlamim and be Makrovit as an Ola? Rav Shaya Rabba Amar. He said to explain this, no. They weren't actually Makrov that animal itself. Labab Dmeyan Shanu. No, it means what they would do is they would take the animal and they would sell it. They would sell the animal, or this guy would take money that's worth the two animals, and he would say some of the money is going to be for an ola and some for a shlamim. if this animal is an Ola, so then I want the value of this animal to be transferred onto the money that's going to a Shlamim. And the other money, I'll just bring Nedava. And if the animal is really an Ola, then I want the Kedusha of this animal to go onto the Ola money. And I'll buy an Ola, and the rest of the money will be Nedava. Either Shalmei Nedava or Ola's Nedava, whatever it is. And this is according to a mayor that who holds that even a behema that was sanctified as a carbon, you could be mechalalit b'mezid, right? Because this is weird. You have an animal that's actually as kedushas aguf, and you're transferring it for money. Usually, you can't do that. So, Rabbi Meir says you can. Rabbi Yochanan says, "What? How can you do that?" Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Omer lo la'adam tseim ol b'kadshim. These animals are real carbonos. How in the world could you? They're not a baal mum that has kedusha. How are you allowed to just take the kedusha off this animal? Rather, what do you do? Ella, hilchu b'hanachar arov. Follow the majority. Imrov zecharim, olos. Most males are olos. So therefore, bimakovit is an ola. Imrov nekevos zivchei shlamim. And if you find the kevos, we assume that they're shlamim because most females are shlamim. So, but the Gemara asks against Rabbi Yochanan, come on. The ain ashlamim, b'amin ascharmin, and a kevos? Very nice, you have rov. But we know that a shlamim could be a zachor or a keva. Says the Gemara, Kate, it was what you do. Motzion l'chulin, what do you do? Wait till they get a mum. Ah, that makes sense. Wait till they get a mum. V'chozer v'os, then you pull the shtick. V'chozer v'os, oson, olo. So then you redeem them. Once they get a mum, you can make them olos and shlamim, and then you can pull the shtick we said before. Another pshat, Amar Rebbe Zeira, to give another answer. No, you don't have to wait for a mum. You could be makavit as an ola, even if it was a shlamim. Why? Because we learned at the beginning of the perek that if it's mechza al mechza, if you find money in between the two boxes, mechza al mechza, it goes gozale ola. You could bring olos, even though some of it might have been a chatas. So Chizki said, name of Shimon Lakish, Tanai Bezin on the extras that's brought Ola. We said that earlier. Says the Gemara. Kima da'at Amar Taman. Like we said before, Tanai Bezin ala Mosara Shikuv Olas, that the leftover money from Chatas could be Ola. Kain at Maru Afacha Soto over here. Tanai Bezin ala Ovdos Shikuv Olas. If you lose it, so then it could be an Ola. So even, yeah, Shlamim can become an Ola. If you lose it, so if it's a man, if it's a male animal, there was a special Tanai Bezin. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Really? What do you mean? You can't complain over there. Ein zeh mezid. Over there, the case was by where you, over there is where you had leftover money. So that could be a Tanai Bezin. But over here, you mamish, it mamish might be the wrong thing. So Mar says, I'm Malay. Mikevan shu tonight Bezdin, ain't ze amazing. No, Bezdin understood this. These things happen. People lose their carbonos. And Bezdin says that anyone who makes a carbon into an ola, a male, he understands that if it gets lost, if it's a male, it's going to be an ola. If it's a female, it's going to be a shlamim. It's not considered to be removing its kedusha b'mezid because Bezdin instituted this rule. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yassa. Now, this is the din of the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. I'm Rabbi Yassa. Adana Taman. When I still lived in Bavel before my Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, Shamus called Rabbi Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. We saw this before. I heard Rabbi Yehuda asking Shmuel, Hifrish Shiklo Vameis. If a guy's Mafrish is Maxis Hashekel, then he dies. What's the din? Amalei, Yiplul Nedava. It's used for the box in Nedava. For the optional carbonos. Mosar Asiris Eifa Shalom. What about the extra money from the Kohen Gadol's Asiris Eifa? He was mafresh too much money. So what do you do with it? Rabbi Yochanan Yulichim Liyam HaMelech. Rabbi Yochanan says nothing to do with it. You're not allowed to benefit from it. Let it rot. Chuck it to the ocean. Rabbi Lazar, no, you pull in a dove. You can use it. Asiris Eifa of the Kohen Gadol is called a Chatas. So it's like leftover chatas, and you could use it for karbanos ola for nedava. Now, the Mishnah in Menachos teaches that the Minchas Chavitin, the Kohen Gadol, would not, he wouldn't bring half in the morning and half in the afternoon. First, he had to bring the whole thing together. You couldn't just first be makdish half at a time. You had to be makdish the whole thing on one side, and then you're makar of half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Oh, so the Machlokes Amoraim, how they did this. Asir Sefer Shel Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Chotze Osa, Va'acha Kach Mekadsha. You would divide it in an unholy, in a non-holy vessel, measure it out half and half, and then you'd be makdish each half in a kli shareis. Just like it's brought in halves, it should only be nikdash in halves. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, Reish Shimon Lakish Amar, no. Mikadsha, you would be makdish it in a full kli shareis first. And after it was all hektish, v'achakach chotza osa. So you wouldn't be makdish it a half at a time. You makdish the whole thing. And once it's all hektish, then you split it off half and half. Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara asks against Rabbi Yochanan that our Mishnah, we could see against Rabbi Yochanan. Well, not our Mishnah. Because there's a Mishnah in Menachos that says a Kohen who brought half of the Mincha in the morning and then he dies and they appointed another Kohen for the afternoon, so he can't bring, so he doesn't bring the second half from his own thing. And he also doesn't bring the second half of the first guy. Rather, he has to bring a whole Isaron, a whole Karban, and split it. Makriv Mechza Umechza Ovid. He's makriv half, and half is lost. So, the Gemara thinks this is against Rabbi Yochanan. This sounds like Reish Lakish, that you got to be makdish the whole thing at one time. Says the Gemara, Pasal lo, Rabbi Yochanan will answer, Shekein afilu ma'os yelchu liyam ha-melech. Even the extra money goes liyam ha-melech. Even though it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf, so certainly the second half of the Isaron has to be chalked, even though it was not Niskadesh. So Rabbi Yochanan says, don't bring me a riot from the fact that they chuck it shows that it was never holy. That it was holy. No, really it's like me, they only did half it, but you got to chuck it anyway, because it's like it's leftovers. Now the Gemara is against Reish Lakish. He's the one who said the whole thing was sanctified from the beginning. Masnisa pliga Rabbi Shimon Lakish. The end of the Mishnah in Menachos sounds against Reish Lakish. Nimtzu shnei chatzan kreven shnei chatzan avudin. Turns out when they appointed another Kohen in the middle, so two halves are b'makriv and two halves are chucked. Tani Allah, the Brisa says mechza rishon u'mechza sheni. What do you do? Meaning the first half, meaning the second half of the first Kohen and the first half of the second Kohen. What do you do with them? To uber tzu rasan. You have to wait until they rot. V'yetzu l'beis ha-srefa. You have to wait until they rot. Now, if it's like Reish Lakish said that they were already holy from the beginning, why do you have to make them rot? They're already puzzled from the first second. If you want to tell me, so how and why do you have to make them rot? If they were holy and you can't use them, so right away you should chuck it. What do you have to wait till it rots? Answer the Gemara, Pasar la, he'll answer you, Karabi Yishmael. This Bryce is going like Rabbi Yishmael, the Omar Isaron Mikadesh. He holds that even when you measured it out originally, it's already holy. And that's why, hold on a second. All right. That Mishnah is holding like Rabbi Yishmael says Yisaron, but I don't hold that way. I hold that the Yisaron doesn't make it holy, so that's why you have to be makdish it again later. And Puzzle Hashem Lug, Shaddai Azuik Rabbi Yishmael, this opinion is going like Rabbi Yishmael, who said that the kli that the Kohen brings the Yisaron in, that's what's Mekadish it. It was not Mekadish beforehand, and that's why it does not have Kedushas Aguf, and that's why you have to wait until it rots. Okay, a little bit more. Now, aside from the Kohen Gadol, now, this Minchas Chavitin, Kohen Gadol would bring every day, half of the morning, half at night, and every Kohen who became holy, every Kohen, on the first day of work, also brought the same Minchas Chavitin. Says the Gemara, Kisha Kohen Miskayv Tchil Lavoda, a regular Kohen who gets hired for the first day, I guess he turns 20 or 30, however old he had to be, on the first day of work, maybe Asir Sefer Shalom, Va'ovda Biyado. So he brings his first Minchas Chavitin, that's the first thing. The same thing that a Kohen Gadol brings every day, a regular Kohen brings on his first day of work. And he brings it himself. Echad Kohen Gadol, Vechad Kohen Hedjod, She'avdu, Achal Yviyu Asir Sefer Shalom, Avodas and Kshera. Now, if they went ahead and they did Avoda before they did this, B'di'eved, it's kosher. Some have the gear, so it was puzzle. Rabbi Mana Boyimema, Rabbi Mana wanted to say that, let's say, a Kohen Hedyot still hadn't done any work, and the Kohen Gadol dies, and boom, oh, you came, put me in coach, I'm ready to play. He comes right over there, he's a Kohen Hedyot, and right away they say, oh, you guess what, you're going to be Kohen Gadol. Whoa, that's pretty amazing. Bo Bayom Sheniskayev Tchila Lavoda, Bo Bayom Nismanios Kohen Gadol, maybe Shtaim, he's got to bring two Minchas Chavitins. Achas l'chinucha, one because it's his first day of work, v'achas l'chovas ayom, and one because he's a Kohen Gadol. Others say he's got to bring three, one for becoming a Kohen, one for becoming Kohen Gadol, and one for the Minchas Chavitin. Okay, last little piece here. When would they bake and fry the Minchas Chavitin? It's on a machvas, on a griddle. Tufine, baked, says the Gemara. B'shas hava tufine. Afterwards, they would bake it and fry it. Ve'ein b'shachris tufine. Not before daylight. You got to wait till after the Karban Tamid. Ask the Gemara v'hataninon. But didn't we learn? Ask the Gemara v'hataninon. But didn't we learn in the beginning of Maseches Tamid that hamidu osa chavitin lasos chavitin, they would wake people up early in the morning to grill these. Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chiya Baracha lasos chamin l'revucha. No, they would wake people up early in the morning to boil up the water for the frying, but not the actual frying. Says the Gemara, tufine. What else do we learn? Tufine. Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Chanina mitagnav achakach ofosa. Fry it and then bake it. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina ofosa b'achakach mitagna. No, bake it first, then fry it. Says the Gemara, tufine. Ta'afina, no, I think we had this in Pesachim. Or maybe I had it in Menachos. Tufine, ta'afina, no. It should be already a little cooked. It should be a little fried by the time you bake it. Rabbi Omer, te'afena, no'eh. No. Bake it. It should be beautiful when you bake it. So it should not have been cooked before. Third opinion, Rabbi Dosa Omer, ta'afina, riba. Bake it both times. Bake it both before the frying and then bake it again after the frying. The Gemara says these shitas line up. Asyon ilein plagvasa, kikinin plagvasa. This machlog is like that machlog is. Manda amar teafena no'e, bake it before frying. Kemanda amar ofen vachach matagna, because the baking should be beautiful. Umanda amar teafena no, once it's a little bit cooked already, so fry it first. Kemanda amar matagna vachach ofa. And a little bit more. So Kohen Gadol dies. So the Minchas is craving Michel Tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda says Michel Yorshin. Says the Gemara, Lo Sof Davar Shemes Elafil Nitma. Not only if he dies, do we have to replace it? Even if the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh, Tumah Chamur, Vafil Nidche Mimum. Maybe because he got a mum. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Barpazi Debar Deloya, name of a place. Vafilu nidche mimum, even if he's nidche mimum, he's potter from bringing the rest of the chavitin. Says the Gemara, what are they arguing about? Minayin the Kohen Gadol shemes v'lo minu achar tachtav. The Kohen Gadol died and they didn't appoint another one. Shtei minchasa krev mishal yorshim, that the yorshim bring it. Tamad lomar mibanav yase osa. From his sons, you have to bring it. Sounds like the Yorshim. Yachol v'yen al chatzayim. You might think the Yorshim bring it half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Tamad lomar, osa. Kula amarti. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's got to be b'shleimus. Even though he only has to bring another half, you got to bring a whole thing. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eina by Elam Yishel Tzibur. No, it doesn't come from the Yorshim. Shemar, Chak Olam, Misha Bris Krusalo. Chak Olam means Misha Bris Krusalo. It's forever. That's the Tzibur. That's around forever, and not the Yachid. Kalil Takhtar, Kalil Akhtara. So the Minchas Chavitin, they would bring it b'shleimus, and not... And they wouldn't have anything left over, right? This is one of the exceptions to a Karban Mincha where the whole thing was burnt on the Mizbech. Okay, we are going to stop here now. Gentlemen, I'm going to send out in the chat, in terms of a Siyum, so I'm thinking like this, maybe tomorrow night, because Monday night is actually a very bad night for me, but my kids are going to Israel and there's other stuff going on, but Sunday night, if anybody wants to join, maybe I'll send it out in the chat, if we can get 10 people, I'll have it if it's nice in my backyard. If you're vaxxed, we could do it inside. Like a post-dinner, like post-Maariv post-dinner. Maybe sliders or whatever, some bread because it's a seam we want to wash. Maybe some sushi, we'll see, something like that. Post-dinner, Sunday night. Let's say post-Maariv post-dinner. If Maariv's at around 7:30-ish, is going to be Maariv. So let's say around 8:30, we could learn the two daf. We'll learn Sunday and Monday in an hour. Maybe at 8:30 to 9:30, we'll have food, either in my backyard or inside the house. If you're vaxxed, maybe I'll send around on the chat. You'll let me know if you're vaxxed. Let me know if you're available to come tomorrow night, 8:30 to 9:30 for a Siyum Shkolim, or maybe a better time is better. You let me know whatever you do. But Monday night doesn't work for me. But Sunday night, it could be later. Also, it could be 9, 10, whatever you want. If later is better, but maybe tomorrow night we'll try to have the Siyum. I'll put it out in the chat. We'll see what people can do. If you have other suggestions. Happy to listen to the other suggestions. Everyone should have a wonderful week. Good vach.
Rabbeinu, in that scenario, we wouldn't have to share tomorrow morning then. Is that right?
Oh, so actually, that's a